Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parents in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice, and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because, let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parenting Hell with...
Nate. Can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
And can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Wigglyworm.
Oh, a bit disrespectful.
Wigglyworm, was it?
Well, it felt like Wiggly Bum at one point, didn't it? Should we have it again?
And can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Wigglyworm.
Wigglyworm. My daughter's doing a sponsored wiggle. I'll talk about that in a minute.
You what? Your daughter's doing a sponsored wiggle?
Yeah, I'll talk about that, mate. Don't you worry.
There's a recording of my son Nate, who's nearly four. He was fairly late to speak, and to encourage him, I would walk around the supermarket saying every single item I put in my trolley to him, which he would never respond. One day, whilst doing the usual, he just paused for a moment at the top of his lungs, shouted, Rob Beckett.
Ooh.
He also finds Josh's surname rather amusing. Cannot believe he isn't Josh Gad, voice of Olaf in Frozen. So whenever he hears Olaf's voice, he proclaims it to be Josh Wigglyworm. Absolutely love the podcast. Been an avid listener since the start. It's kept me laughing through the pandemic. Katie, who is 424 months, Nate, 46 months, and Grayson, 6 months, from North London.
442 months, is that?
424 months, yeah.
424 months. How old's that? About 36?
About, I don't know, 12 months. Yeah.
Was that 424 divided by 12? Is that how it works?
That's how it works.
35 and 3 months.
There we go.
Young. A bit, 35-ish. I went back. That was pretty good maths by me, wasn't it?
Very good, Rob. Yeah. Very good.
It's almost like I pretended to be bad at it on Countdown to get rebooked. But let's not get bogged down by that.
No, let's not get bogged down by the intricacies of how panel shows work.
No one wants you to be average on it, Rob. Go and be
I'm
bad.
I'm quite good at the maths, but I'm so shit at the words. I've never got over a 5.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? What's the point of just being boringly average at it? You might as well just really go for it. Oh, is that a baby in the background?
I think it probably is, yes.
Yes, it is. Oh, my sponsored wiggle. My child, who's in preschool nursery, goes to proper school next year. They're doing a sponsored wiggle. So she needs to get sponsorship because she's going to be dancing and wiggling at school for a bit.
How much are you sponsoring her?
Well, if she gets over £100 in sponsorship, she gets a wooden plaque and a cuddly toy after she does a wiggle and a lollipop. And like, I'm all for charity, but I don't think wiggling's enough. Go for a fucking walk with them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And do you know what? I know they're listening to this and I don't care.
How long's she wiggling for?
Well, I don't know. I mean, to be sponsored that much money, I'd reckon 10 hours minimum.
Yeah, 100. Yeah, she's got to be doing like a Sophie Ellis-Bextor style long form challenge,
yeah,
doesn't
exactly.
she?
Exactly. A dance-a-thon.
Do you want me to tell you the worst thing that happened to me, Rob, while you were away?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. I'd forgotten about it and then I looked at my list of things that have happened to me that I've noted down.
Okay, go on.
So I went to pick up a package. I bought Rose a piece of art for her birthday. It wasn't ready. But then I had to go and pick it up from a... where the studio is in Hackney.
What was it? The Brooklyn Bridge from IKEA?
They just had to print another one off. Is that, do you know, one of the tennis players scratching her ass?
Oh,
that
that's
picture?
A good one, isn't it? Because it's like, yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, this is a bit trendy, but there's also a bum on it.
No, it's Beers of the World. But no, so so I had to go and pick it up from... So the studio was part of a kind of block of studios yeah. with a reception. And they said, well, leave it behind reception, right? So I turn up at reception, I drive to it, get there. There's a big tube with a piece of art behind the reception for me, Josh Widdicombe. And this guy, he's no knowledge of this being there. He finds it and he's like, okay, cool. Have you got any ID?
Okay, sure. I think that's good of him.
Yeah, I think it's the right thing to do. I'm like, I haven't got any ID.
Fair enough, yeah.
He's like, have you got your wallet? I'm like, well, no, because I've got Apple Pay on my phone, so I always forget to take my wallet out these days.
That's so modern.
And he's like, well, I can't give you the art then. So then, what did I do, Rob?
You go Google.
I said, I'll have to just Google myself. And he was like, what?
Oh, whoa. Okay,
to show you who I am.
I get why you've done this, but I'm not comfortable with it.
No, I'm not comfortable with it, but the other option was leaving without the art.
Okay, so talk me through the Google. Could I ask a couple of questions?
Yeah.
Did you just Google your name?
Yeah.
Pick the photo or did you pick...
No, I showed him the full Google image search.
Right, like, fair enough.
I put the words Josh Widdicombe into Google. Bit of a problem in that there was a very bad phone coverage, so I had to actually walk outside to do the Google and then walk back in.
Oh, that looks more suspicious.
What, like I've screen grabbed a home screen of Google and then photoshopped it so that I am Josh Widdicombe?
Yes.
It was mortifying, Rob. I never thought my life would come to that point.
So what did he say?
He didn't quite understand what was going on, but yeah. As soon as I showed him the Google screen, he was fine with it.
Right, okay, so when you Google that, you've got a lot of pictures of you come up. So and it worked?
Yeah, it did work, but it was a low moment in my life, Rob. Do you know what I mean? Like, has it come to this, that I'm Google image searching me to show it to a man who works on reception?
Sorry, I'm stuck on your Google searches. You've got about 9 different fucking faces. The stages of Josh. When you first broke through, you look about 57. The first one of you, you look so old.
And then he's on the group. Right, I'm going to put these on
right, so the different stages of Josh, right? I'm going to put this on the group. I'm going to send this one to it. We'll put all of these up in one post. And there's one of you, you look really old. It looks like it's 1993 and you're 52.
Yeah, right? Okay, yeah.
You look
yeah.
old that one, there, don't that, you?
I do look old there. Do you know how old I was there, Rob?
How old?
I would have been 25.
This one, you look sexy as fuck, like you are some sort of built surfboarder.
Yeah, I don't know if I do, Rob.
I think you look great there. And then this one, this is the one why they always ask, are you disabled on the last leg?
Right, when was that even taken? I've got no memory of that.
No memory whatsoever. But you look really fit in that middle one.
I don't think I do, Rob.
I think you look really... That little bit of stubble suits you.
No, I don't know about that.
Can you do a full beard?
No, of course I can't, Rob. Otherwise I'd have done it, wouldn't I? It's a terrible time to... Everyone's got a fucking beard except me these days because I just
this
can't...
One, this one looks like if you were a young gay man, that would have been your Grindr profile. And now this one, this is housewife's... This is when you present Countryfowl and you're going to be housewife's choice. Josh Widdicombe.
Oh my God, look at that one. What the hell is that?
You can do sexy if you want. Do you know that? Unbelievably, you got it in the locker. Against all odds. I don't know how. Because then you can do sexy, but then you can also look like a turtle.
Do you know what the worst thing is? This is the exact same conversation I had with the security guy. He went through all the pictures and had the exact... I was like, just give me my art, mate, and let me go. And he's talking, he's like, yeah, here's another one.
Here we go. What else we got here? Look, we look a bit funny in this one. Sorry, I'll stop doing that. You can do it to me another time, my Google
yeah,
image no, search.
I'll look forward to that. Oh, so that happened to me.
Oh, dear. So that is quite embarrassing.
Yeah. So what else happened to me? I had to get a passport for our baby.
Oh, God, that's... Yeah. So is that the one where they put a blanket over your head and you hold the baby? How do
what?
You do it?
No, I'm not being ushered out of a courtroom. Like, no, so the way they do it, well, I went to Snappy Snaps.
Yeah.
And basically, we had to kind of sit him down and then I just have to kind of hold him, but I need to kind of be out of the picture.
Right, okay, fair enough. But I think there's a way where you can... Yeah, so you just hold him up to the side.
Rob, he looks absolutely livid. He was crying. He looks so angry. I'm going to send... I think I've got the photo.
The funny thing is, though, they have to use that photo until they're about four.
Yeah. He looks so furious.
So my youngest is 4.5 now, and she flew to America on a passport photo of her at 6 months old. No, 2 months old, because we went on holiday when she was 2 months old.
He is so angry.
Oh, my God. He's livid, isn't he? He's got long hair, isn't he?
He's fucking livid, yeah. He's got kind of a quite Hitler haircut these days.
He is quite Hitler, isn't it? But fair, yeah. Fair Hitler. Yeah. In the colour of hair, not his sort of attitude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not as in Hitler was, he was very unfair.
Well, yeah,
I thought that was the thing with Hitler. He was quite unfair, wasn't
very
he?
Very unfair, man. Yeah. The Führer.
Didn't have a good sense of fair play, did he?
Yeah, unfair, yeah. Because you're going on holiday soon, aren't you? You're going to abroad.
Yeah, we had to apply for the passport.
So you go soon. Have you had it back yet?
So I just got the text because it's been a tense week.
I better check my fucking passports, actually.
Rose had to go and do the 7-day passport where you go to the place in Victoria. She went last week and you're meant to get it back in 7 days.
Yep.
And then she gets there, goes in, does the passport. And then we haven't filled in the address of the work of the referee. You know, the person who's seen the photo.
Oh, no.
And they're like, you can't do this.
So the referee's supposed to have filled it in?
Yeah.
So you can't even quickly fill it in because that's against the rules, even though you know where they live?
And then they're like, yeah, get the address. So we had to get the address, and they were like, you've got to fill it in a separate section. And they were like, we'll just see whether they accept that.
Oh, no. Who are they? You're at the passport place. Who are they?
I know, exactly.
You know they. They know they. They're in the same building as they. Find they. Well, find they. Where are they? Who are they? Find they now. You know they.
So, oh, man, it was stressful. In your head, you're going, well, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
I've literally just got a text 3 minutes ago from the passport people saying, you should receive your new passport within a few working days. We'll send your supporting documents separately. Thank God for that. Okay. It's gone through.
Yeah, but what I'd say about that is you haven't got a fixed date. I was expecting it's ready now.
Yeah, no. A few working days. But they said they'd get it to us within 7 days. So they have accepted it.
And they have said it's coming in 7 days. And you're going on holiday within 7 days.
No, we're going on holiday in 10, 12 days.
Okay, you should be fine.
We should be fine.
Yeah.
Unless it gets lost in the post. So that was very stressful.
That is stressful, isn't it?
Very stressful.
If I'm honest with you, I'm still stressed. I'm not happy till it's in my hand.
Are you not?
Well, what if they spell something wrong?
Well, I don't give a shit.
Well, no, they won't accept it.
Then we'll just leave him here.
Well, they won't accept it on the plane. And then you've got no time to get it.
Don't do this. You're just trying to wind me up.
I'm not trying to wind you up. I'm just saying that I would still be stressed until I've seen that with all the right names on it.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Because also, you know, because she hasn't changed her name yet, actually, Rose, so that's going to be complicated, so it'd be harder.
Right, come on now.
If your
two
Widdicombs checking in, you could say, oh, look, that's why. Then, but oh, who's Hanson?
Well, they'd say, they were the band that did Umbop in the late 90s.
I'm sure you'll be fine, but, you know, maybe you're just more relaxed than me, who knows? You had a small child than me. It's cool. How are you feeling about going on holiday?
I'm excited.
Because this is your first holiday with two kids and your boy's, what, 9 months?
No, he will turn one on holiday.
Turn one? Is he walking?
He's standing. So he's got this weird thing, Rob. So, you know, most kids stand by holding on to something.
Yep.
He just kind of rises up from a sitting position. Like, his core must be out of this world.
Unbelievable core on the boy.
Yeah.
Livid, like, but strong
core. I
couldn't
do it. He just rises up to standing.
Like cross-legged?
Yeah, from cross-legged up to standing and then back down.
That is good. So what have you got for the pool? Because it's a summer holiday, kind of like beachy holiday.
Yeah.
What have you got for the two kids swimming-wise? Because that's where they're going to be spending most of their time.
Well, my daughter's been doing swimming lessons.
Have you got those puddle jumper things?
What are puddle jumper things?
That thing I've told you about. You need to get them for a holiday, Josh.
I don't listen to
you. I know,
you.
But they're better in armbands. Get her some puddle jumpers. Honestly, mate, because if you don't, she'll be all right in the small pool, but when she wants to go in the deep pool, you're going to have to hold her for the whole time. Where if she's got them on, it'll support our weight and she can just swim about with you.
Okay.
Right.
Okay,
so you need to get them. Yeah, I'll find a link and I'll send it to you. And then also, on top of that, you want to get... Have you got an inflatable for the baby?
No, I haven't got anything, Rob. I haven't done any prep.
Fucking amateurs. Okay, you need to get this the baby float thing, because then the baby can float in there and it has a shade over it. And because he's standing and want to be kicking, he's just going to be going mad by the pool. But if you leave him in the pool, you can bob around with him in the pool.
Okay. And they're, send me that as well.
Okay. Oh, fuck, it's an absolute joke. It won't your PA. Baby float.
Could you also sort out my passport? That was the other thing with the passport, Rob.
Oh, yeah, go on. Well, yeah, what do you mean the other thing? You haven't got it yet.
You look at the you look at the professions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of people that can sign your passport. You're like, I haven't got any friends that have got normal jobs. None of my friends.
No?
None of my friends are in recognisable jobs. None of them count. They all work in stupid jobs in East London that don't count. You can't go, oh, they're a graphic designer? That's not an option, apparently. Or, like, TV producer. These aren't options.
So who did you find to do it?
Oh, we've got a friend who's a midwife. Sorted.
Right, okay, fair enough.
But you're just like, fuck, I've just realised all of my friends have got jobs that the government doesn't respect.
Is there a kids club? Are you going to, is your daughter going to go kids club? What's your thoughts on kids club?
Yeah, I don't know how I... So when we went on holiday when she was one...
Yeah.
She went to the kids club a lot and it didn't make any difference because she didn't really realise, you know, that was fine. But I think I'd feel a bit guilty now just sending her to the kids club because it's not like she's got a sibling. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, no, that's the difference though because it's a balance, isn't it? Because if she hasn't got a brother so young still, she's not really got anyone else to play with. So she might get a bit bored around the pool with you as much as you can play with her. You're not another kid. So she could make friends around the pool. Or she might enjoy the kids' club because there'll be loads of other kids in there. So I think, basically, let her lead it.
Are you establishing so far, Rob, that I am not the person that's organised this holiday and I don't have many details at my fingertips as to how it's going to go?
You don't know anything, do you?
I don't know anything at all.
It's really weird, though, what I find is how, on holiday, certain things do just fall into sort of slight gender roles, just naturally. You know, like old-school gender roles is... And I don't know what it is, but dads always end up in the pool with the kids.
But I'm a very weak swimmer, Rob. I'm a very weak swimmer.
Well, these don't worry, these armbands go up to 30 kilograms. You'll be all right. Get a pair for you. But yeah, so if you get those two floats, you're going to be in the water the whole time. That'll be massive help.
Okay. All right, I'll do it. Oh, I haven't thought about stuff like this.
As a man who's just come back off holiday with children in swimming pools, just saying.
Yeah.
And I was away with a 9-month-old and a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Fair enough.
Just saying.
I'll buy all these things.
At one point on that holiday, I was in the pool with all of them and there was no other adults.
Where were the other adults?
Well, basically the other couple, Lou and Jess, went to Target shopping. And they left me and Steve with all 4 kids, which I still to this day think that was unacceptable. And the 9-month-old should have gone shopping. Just easy could have been pushed around in the buggy of the shops.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So we was at the pool and then Steve had to go to the toilet and he went off. So at one point I had a 9-month-old and a little floaty thing and a 7-year-old, a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old all in the pool. My eyes have never moved so fast in my life.
Oh, my
God. Because they're all darting about. And the problem is now my 6-year-old wants to swim without these puddle jumpers on. And she sort of can but can't quite. So you need to make that plunge of like taking them off her so she's not constantly in puddle jumpers. But it is less safe.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, you are on it the whole time. But yeah, that was quite stressful. But, you know, I'm just saying, armbands and floats are your friend.
It'll be fine. We've had enough on.
And what else happened? Sorry, Josh, I'll cut you off.
My son, he got tonsillitis.
Oh.
That's been fun. Bank holiday Monday at old Homerton Hospital again.
Old Homer, hom dog. You do go to hospital a lot with kids, don't you? Not you, in general. One does. I still can't believe my daughter swallowed a penny and I was metal detecting her for 3 weeks.
It's a tough old life, Rob. It's a tough old life. We got 10 days of antibiotics. 10 days, 4 times a day, and it tastes awful.
Oh, that! Why do that? Just stick some sugar in it. Melt down a Haribo. Come on.
I know. And every time we have it, Rose will turn to me and go, I don't know why it tastes so bad. And I just want to go, mate, we've had this discussion.
We know.
We've discussed that this is a bad idea, but we're stuck in it now.
You bringing it up won't change it.
He hates it. He's learnt to spit it out, right? He spat it, Rob, into his own eye.
How?
He was lying back. He spat it out like a fountain and it came back down into his own eye.
Oh, God. Well, at least it got in his blood system.
Got
it in him somehow.
Honestly, mate, it's so stressful. I don't know why babies forgive you when you do this kind of stuff. If someone did that to me once, I would never trust them again. We're doing it to him 4 times a day. Within 20 seconds, he likes us again. You're like, mate.
It's like Stockholm Syndrome.
It's so weird.
But is he feeling better now?
Yeah, but you're still on the antibiotics. That's the worst bit. When he's fine, but yeah, you're still on the fucking antibiotics course. It's
must
still going.
Finish the full course. I never understand that.
I don't understand.
You must have more drugs. Why do you need to? That someone probably knows. It's probably quite a boring and complex answer, but just do what the doctor says.
I'm sure they've thought it through. Have my birthday.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday. We couldn't make it.
Thank you.
Did you cancel it in the end?
I did cancel it in the end.
Yeah.
39.
Ooh. The big one next year. You got to do. What are you doing for your 40th?
Yeah. I've got no idea, but I have checked, and it is on Easter Saturday.
That could be a big weekend.
It couldn't have fallen better in that sense, could it?
That's a great birthday, Easter time, I think.
Because it's a four-day weekend, and no one really gives a shit about Easter. I nailed Easter this year, by the way, Rob.
Did you? What happened?
Absolutely nailed it. I did an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
And I drew the clues. So each egg would then be accompanied by a drawing of somewhere else in the house.
Right.
And she loved it. It was magical, Rob. She thought the Easter Bunny had done the drawings.
Yeah, because normally an Easter egg hunt is just like, all bets are off, hope for the best, off you go, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you were directing her.
Yeah, it was, here's a drawing of the shower. There's a drawing of a rocking horse. There's a drawing of a pizza oven. That was my worst drawing.
So when she found one, with that egg was a picture of the next one?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the best parenting I've ever done.
Really? And did you put much effort into the drawing, or was it just a quick sort of sketch?
Do you want to see some of the drawings?
Yeah.
Do you want to see some of the drawings? I surprised myself. She said, not my words, the words of my daughter, that the Easter Bunny is good at drawing. What do you think about that?
I think that's a compliment, but is she saying an Easter Bunny's good at drawing for a rabbit?
Wow. Or, have a look at the drawings, Rob.
Yeah, they are solid, to be fair. They're good. The guitar, the shower.
Yeah.
The vase. Very small daffodils in the vase.
It's spring. They're just springing up.
Yeah, I like that. I like the door. I like the R. What's the R?
That's like a kind of light up R ornament that Rose has.
Right. Her name's Rose, yep. And I think you got a little bit in trouble with the pizza oven.
The pizza oven. I was out of my depth with the pizza oven, Rob.
Yeah, that's a lot of angles. And what's it called? Like the perspective. Yeah.
I've forgotten the chimney and I've forgotten two of the legs.
Yeah, you forgot that. But also it doesn't work as sort of a structure, does it? Because it's sort of like,
no. There's
no bottom of the pizza oven.
Yeah, I've really fucked up the pizza oven, yeah.
It looks a bit like Goofy wearing a baseball cap with no face. You've got his long black ears and then a baseball cap on him.
We'll pop it on the Instagram. But I was quite pleased with that.
Yeah, we'll pop that. I think that's a really good idea, actually.
And then we had a roast, and I'm going to say it. I think roasts are overrated.
Really?
The amount of effort before and after for a meal that lasts about 20 minutes... It's just,
do you know what?
Unbelievable.
No, I did a roast when I came back from holiday with jet lag, and it's amazing.
No.
I love it. It's about, you can't, that's why you do a roast on a Sunday. You've got the time. You can't rush it.
You haven't got the time. You've got two kids.
Yeah,
so one person gets to do the roast, the other person's two on one with the kids.
I think you look after your kids too much. Just let them get on with it.
He's one.
Stick him in a fucking bouncer.
He's obsessed with going up the stairs. It's so... All he wants to do is go up the stairs.
You've got a stair guy.
You just have to follow him, like, kind of with your... Like, poised, ready for him to fall down the stairs.
Just shut the stair gate.
Yeah, well, of course I haven't got around to getting the stair gate up yet, Rob.
He's one! Your other daughter's five or something, isn't she?
Yeah, well, we took them down.
Why?
Because she didn't need the stair gate as of about 3 years ago, so we took them down.
Can I say something here?
Now we need them again.
So have you took the bracket down as well, or just the whole lot?
I don't know. Rose's dad did it.
Is there a plastic or wooden thing on the wall that you could slot another stair gate in?
No.
So that's come off as well?
Reinstalled. Yeah.
That's madness. You're always going to want more kids. I get take the gate off. The problem is your house is so pretty, you can't... A stair gate does make it look... When your house is so well-designed like yours, and like interior design...
The stair gate stands out.
It does.
Like
and I see, and I see Rose has gone, Dad, get rid of that. It's ugly. But now you're in a position of chasing the baby up the stairs. And I think... Can I say what I think? You're too scared to tell Rose you need the stair gate again because it ruins his aesthetic.
No, she says we need the stair gate.
Fair enough.
The stair gate.
That's fine. I was wrong. You just haven't got round to ringing her dad. But you can't ring a man to put a stair gate on he removed and I imagine put on in the
and
first
he
place.
And he's put on originally. Yeah, of course he put it on originally, yeah.
We got rid of the stair gates, but the stair gate connectors are still on the stairs. So we re-put the stairgate back on recently to stop the dog going upstairs.
What, you've got a stairgate for a dog?
No, it's the stairgate's for the kids, but it's now for the dog because it stops the dog going up. I didn't get a stairgate for the dog.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But bouncer, what about the door bouncer? Does he like the bouncer?
No, he's way beyond the bouncer. Just gave it away. Absolute feeling of glory. Gave away the bouncer, and he's just not into bouncing, Rob.
Really?
He wants to explore. Okay. He's at an exploring stage.
Right, okay, that is annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about your knickknacks? How are your knickknacks getting on with him sort of exploring?
My knickknacks are fine. Knickknacks, there's no... Yeah, because he's not tall enough for there to be knickknack issues yet.
Right, or maybe that they're just so used to the knickknacks that don't get touched that they just don't go near them. It's just sort of...
Well, we'll see. I don't want to claim that yet because I feel like that will come back and bite me on the arse in 2 years' time. So
does your daughter play with the knickknacks now as sort of like tea set stuff? Or because it's quite pretty stuff.
No, she's got her own stuff.
My kids would want to play with all that.
Yeah, no, I think she... You know when something's in your house, you find it quite boring?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough.
So I had my birthday, Rob.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Josh.
The actual day of my birthday.
Yeah.
It's quite stressful.
What happened on your birthday? What day of the week was it?
Well, it was a Friday.
Friday. Okay, so your daughter's in nursery?
No, she had the day off because she was so excited about my birthday.
Fair enough, that's nice.
Yeah.
So talk me through it. Okay, you've gone to bed. What time did you go to bed?
10 p.m. probably.
10 p.m. That's
very
fine.
Excited.
And then so talk me through it. You wake up and Rose isn't working or anything. She's off all day.
No.
To just sort of.
Rob, good news. Little treat for ourselves. Childcare. On the birthday, so we can go out with just our daughter for lunch.
Right, okay, yeah. So you don't have the baby at lunch, so you can just have a night. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
And you don't have to rush back for naps and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, she gets ill in the morning, so he's back in the game.
Okay, so you had a babysitter for the day, so you could go out for the day, but, okay, fair enough. So you've got the baby with you now, fair enough. That should be fine, though, really. You know, it might be not as relaxing as it would have been, but...
It wasn't as relaxing as I'd imagined the day would be. If you know
yeah,
what
so
I mean.
She's unwell. Where are you going for lunch?
We went to an Italian restaurant, which was very pleasant.
Did you get any presents? What presents did you get?
What presents did I get?
Yep.
Do you know what? I got that old Plymouth Argyle shirt that I asked Rose to get me from eBay, which I was very pleased with. We're going to go on a nice... have you ever got the Pullman carriage, Rob?
No, what's the Pullman carriage? A train?
Yeah, so we're going to Cornwall for a couple of days, just for a little break.
Oh, that's nice.
So we've got that, so that's good.
Oh, the Pullman train, is it fancy?
Yeah, it's like
oh,
fine
it looks
dining.
Lovely.
It's a fine dining on a train, so I'm looking forward
oh,
to that.
Oh, that looks nice.
Yeah, that is good, isn't it, Rob?
And you stay over, or is it just literally just a journey down and nice dinner? It's not like overnight train.
We're going down, we're going to get an Airbnb for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah, okay, so you just go down, it takes a few hours, but oh, you get like, oh, it does look fancy. Look at their white jackets on it.
Look at that white jackets.
I think I'd hate everyone else on there.
Yeah, of course you would, Rob.
I think that's the danger of it, isn't it? Go, oh, this looks nice, and you realise that all the other fucking smug pricks. Oh, look at us on a nice
obviously
train.
Obviously, that's my people.
Yeah.
That's my people. Quite difficult also on the Pullman carriage because there's lovely views out the window, but everyone's got such a stiff neck, none of them can look out the window.
Yeah, of course. What are you going to wear? They're all wearing suits and dresses.
They're fucking
you're going to wear
not,
a suit.
No, I'm not going to wear a suit.
Everyone's got a fucking suit on.
No, that's just for the photo shoot.
Mate, it looks like going to the Ritz. I think there might be a dress code.
No, there's not a dress code. It's a train.
Well, no. It's a train. There's a fancy train. Oh, please avoid casual clothing, including denim, trainers, baseball caps, collarless T-shirts and shorts. We reserve the right. We reserve.
Does it say trainers?
Oh, yeah. You're going to have your
say
shoes
trainers.
On.
I'm not going to have to wear shoes.
You little fucking nerd. And his sixth form clothes for the train. We reserve the right to ask guests not suitably attired to change.
What?
Otherwise, we may refuse booking.
This is unacceptable.
While jackets and ties are not essential,
good.
Smart attire and even formal dress is wild.
That is not exact. What?
Mental. That is true, mate. I didn't feel...
Do you know what I'll have to do? I'll just Google image myself and show them. They'll understand who I am.
They'll understand this. So what are you going to wear?
I'll wear a shirt, chinos and shoes.
Right, honestly, some people have gone in black tie and like cocktail dresses,
this
but ballroom...
Not, but, not what I need.
But that's not... I don't think... I think they're overdressed for that. But I'd say the normal outfit is a suit and shirt and shoes... Like a wedding outfit.
Yeah, I'm not going to wear a suit.
My mum always said this. You always do look a bit scruffy anyway, so I think you might need a suit. I think you might need a suit to do a lot of the heavy lifting for you.
I'm not breaking any rules there. It says jackets aren't required. No jacket
required.
Yeah,
but you're breaking the spirit of the rules.
Oh, it's not about the spirit of the rules.
It's the spirit of the rules, Josh. Yeah?
This is not why. I'm glad we had this discussion, though, Rob.
I took my tie off for 9 minutes, Josh. So what I would say is you definitely don't need to go in, like, black tie, but I think if you turned up in a T-shirt, jeans and trainers, it would be a problem.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Just a heads up.
Thank God you've told me.
The people on this train look mental, mate.
I'll tell you all about it. I'll tell you all
okay,
about it.
Okay, sorry. It looks lovely, though, but I think, I think you just go a bit smarter and you'll feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a present, and then you went for lunch.
Very nice lunch. Rose's mum didn't come for the lunch because we had fitted it in while our son napped, so it was just me, Rose, and our daughter, and it was quite a rushed lunch in that sense. It was a very nice day, actually. I had a very pleasant day because what I realised, Rob, is it's not about me anymore, my birthday. We then went... My daughter met up with a couple of her mates and we had a drink with their parents. And I said this to my friend, Matt Ford. He said, what are you up to for your birthday? I was like, oh, just, you know, chilling out, seeing some of my daughter's friends and their parents. And he was like, oh, sorry about that, mate. And I thought, oh my God, this feels like a totally normal thing to do for me. But for him, who hasn't got kids, it's insane that someone would do that on their birthday.
I still think it's a bit insane.
It's not.
Well, why'd you have to go and meet out with your kids' friends?
Because they're my friends. And then in the evening...
Are they?
I went for dinner with other friends.
Are they actually your friends?
They are, yeah.
If you didn't have kids in the same nursery...
Rob, let me put it this way.
Go on.
Do you know how much they're my friends?
How much?
They've got the kind of jobs that means they can't sign a passport form.
No. Okay, fair enough. Well, that's nice then.
And then in the evening, went for dinner... Thought it was just going to be with Rose, but she'd surprised me by inviting some other friends. A surprise she'd slightly ruined by earlier in the week putting it on a WhatsApp group that I'm in and she'd forgotten I was in.
Yeah, not the best surprise, that, is it?
No, but, you know, it was a surprise as to who had turned up.
But still, though, that's nice.
And then she said, so there was only a couple of them there when we turned up. There was more to come. And she said, do you want to have a guess at who the other people that are coming are? And I guessed two different sets of people, and neither of them could come. And I thought, this game isn't as fun as I thought it was going to be.
Who cares about birthdays anymore for adults? But it's like, I'm glad you had a nice time.
Oh, and do you know what? Afterwards, we went to the bar after the curry. They had Street Fighter 2 as an arcade machine in this bar.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. I loaded £3 into it. It ate the money, Rob. And then... I realised that there was a sign attached to it that someone had folded back saying that it didn't work. And that is how my birthday ended.
Oh, that's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit sad.
£3 down, but another year gone. Big one for the 40th.
I don't want to be 40.
What are you going to do? Just take your kid to play with more friends?
What do you do on your birthday then, Rob?
Fuck all. 2nd of January. It was in Tenerife last year. And Lou, I think... She said that she'd got some birthday stuff but forgot to pack it. So on my birthday, Lou and the girls went to the shop near the hotel and bought a Kinder Bueno cakey thing and gave that to me.
What a life. What
that was my birthday.
What a life.
And then we went out to dinner with the kids.
It is what it is these days, isn't it, Rob? That's it.
Oh, she let me go and watch the football on my own.
That's the saddest thing anyone's ever said.
Yeah, like poor Lou, she has the kids' birthdays in December, then it's Christmas, and then it's New Year, and then also we were going away straight after Christmas.
Yeah.
So there's not much time for her to do anything. And I think over the years, people just fall out of love.
Well, do you know, I've got this theory about Rose's birthday's in early March. And it means that Valentine's Day, her birthday and Mother's Day are in very quick succession.
Yeah, but Valentine's Day's got to go when you're married.
Do you think? Is that it?
Just a card and flowers, absolute tops. Anyone doing anything more on that is fucking someone at work. Always thought that. Card and flowers, see you later. Mother's Day, card and flowers, see you later. Birthday, you take it up a level.
Yeah, fair
enough.
That's
my opinion. But yeah, no, I've never had a good birthday. I used to go like ring up pubs and the pubs would be shut.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
Because it's the 2nd of Jan. So yeah. It's just not worth doing it. The weather's shit. Everyone's depressed. Everyone's fat. Everyone's skint.
It takes a lot of hard work to make it look easy. This Mother's Day, Duluth Trading Co. can help you give her something that keeps up. Whether you prefer to shop online or in-store, Duluth has a motherload of gear, goods, and gifts to keep her comfortable and capable, no matter what needs doing. With Duluth's problem-solving details and legendary durability to boot, you'll finally be mom's favorite again. Check out DuluthTrading.com for all your Mother's Day gifting needs.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
We had another disaster as well.
Go on.
We had friends round and we decided to have our first ever child staying over, sleepover.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I did a lot of sleepovers when I was a kid, but I didn't like it. I got upset.
Yeah.
They've done sleepovers at Nan's, but we've not really done any sleepovers with friends or had kids over for a sleepover. Yeah. Talk me through it, Josh.
So I thought this is going to be a big deal. This is going to blow. Yeah, this is going to be. Yeah. So
big,
basically,
big stuff.
We had our friends around in the afternoon and then it got to about 5:30 and we were like, why not? Why not?
So was it just the kid or the kid and the parents?
The kid and the parents.
Right, okay.
Two kids and the parents.
Right, so yeah, I think we've done that before. We've never just had the kid.
No, so we had two kids and the parents. So
yeah.
And at 5:30, Rose and the parents had been drinking. I hadn't been drinking that day because I was like, didn't fancy it. And I was like, well, that means I can just drive them round to get their stuff.
Yeah.
And then come back. And then I was like, and then I'm actually going to have a drink because this is exciting.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. So drove round, got their stuff. Everyone's excited. Yeah. Put the babies to bed. That's fine. That's the easy bit. And then you've got a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old who want to sleep in the same room.
Yeah.
This is where it gets very tricky indeed. I'd say, Rob, I mean this, it is actively impossible to get a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old to go to sleep in the same room who've never slept in a room with another child before, ever.
So what, are they in the bed together?
Well, my daughter was in her bed and then we made up a bed on the floor for her friend and he was on the floor, she was in her bed and then she wanted to be in that bed and then he wanted to be in her bed and then it just all went wrong.
Yeah.
And then he wanted milk. Because he wanted milk before going to sleep.
So what time is this? Are you trying to do bedtime?
About 8 p.m. by this point.
Okay.
I'm on my first glass of wine. I'm thinking this is exciting. Yeah. We've ordered a takeaway, Rob. It's great. He wanted milk. We didn't have milk in the house. Obviously, we had oat milk. He didn't want oat milk, Rob.
He wanted real stuff. He wanted cow tit.
He wanted the real stuff. Then my daughter's like, I want milk as well. She hasn't drunk milk since she was 1.5 and threw it up and didn't want it ever again. It's like an absolute disaster.
Yeah, okay. So now you've got to walk out and get milk.
Yeah. They won't go to sleep. We're like, stay silent, go to sleep. I will sit in with you till you go to sleep. They won't go to sleep in the same room. Eventually, we have to make the decision that he can't sleep in the same room. He has to sleep in the same room as his parents. Then my daughter decides she doesn't want to sleep in her room on her own. So she is now on our bedroom floor. So now there's no one sleeping in her bedroom.
Yeah, okay.
We've got 4 children in the house. None of them are in the child's bedroom.
Right, okay, so you've got... So there's 4 kids in the house.
Yeah. So we've
they've got a baby.
Our baby, who's in his own nursery. We've got their baby, who's in my office. And then we've got... their son, who's in with them, and our daughter, who's in our own bedroom, even though she never sleeps in our bedroom. For one night only, she is sleeping in our bedroom on the floor.
Oh, no. And then, so basically, instead of them waking up in that room and playing for it together so you can lie in, they're just waking everyone up immediately.
It took till about 9 p.m. to get them to sleep.
See, what I think you've done wrong there is, what I would say, when they've got friends over, I would just let them play and stay up as long as they want until they literally pass out. Then I just put them in a bed.
Yeah, well, that's what we should have done.
Because then that way you get an evening.
That's what we normally do as well. That's what we normally do in situations where she's got friends over. We'll just go as late as we want. Yeah. But there we go.
That's
life. We wanted a bit of evening to ourselves.
Yeah, I think you're pissing in the wind there, mate.
So then I'm like, I just started drinking because I'm like, this is going to be a fun evening. Come downstairs. The other three have been drinking all day. Are like, bloody hell, I'm exhausted now. We'll just eat and go to bed, shall we? I'm like, what?
What's the point of you staying home?
My evening's just started.
Oh, serves you right, isn't it, for trying to have a good time.
Exactly.
Oh, should we do some Instagrams quickly before we wrap up?
Yeah, hit me up with a couple of Instagrams.
Okay, here we go.
I should say, if you want to provide questions for Rose and Lou, they will be answering your questions in the Parenting Help book, which is out now to pre-order. All you need to do is email the questions to parentinghellbook@bonnierbooks.co.uk. Bonnier is B-O-N-N-I-E-R books.co.uk with your questions to Rose and Lou and also to our parents about what we were like as children. And they will respond to them in the book. At last, their silence is over.
Yeah.
The link is below in the show description.
Talking of parents, I've got some boomer stories here.
Oh, yes, that's the best bit.
One morning, my mum asked me to come into her bedroom before school. I sat on the bed and she said, Michael, I've got something important to discuss with you. Your teachers and I have had a meeting and have decided it's best that you are held back a year. Instead of moving up to year 7, it would be best for your development if you repeat year 6.
What?
That's a tough one as well, because you're not going to... You're still at primary school, aren't you, year 6? I was immediately shocked and in tears, crying over my breakfast. I remember thinking, I didn't think I was that bad, and I always try my best. These thoughts were interrupted by my mum asking, what day is it? I said, Monday. She said, but what's the date? I said, April the 1st. To which, with a huge smile and delighted in saying, April Fools!
That is brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Horrible. And Michael says, it's not just how long she left it, but I think it's mainly that there was no purpose for it. No motivation, reason or lesson. It was just for a laugh. I'm a teacher now, so it turned out okay in the end. Also, the classic caveat. Also, my mum is lovely and very supportive.
Of
course, Michael. Yeah, keep her on side. This was a classic boomer move, Michael. Oh, poor sod. That's horrible. Right, I'll do another couple of boomers and then we'll do small business shout-outs. Hi, guys. I'm only 23, so my dad doesn't count as a boomer parent and he's an incredible dad, but he did do one thing that he stands by that 100% scarred me. When I was 12, we lived for a brief period in a tiny village in the bush of Alaska. Oh, my God. I didn't know Alaska had a bush. I thought it was just all cold. I can't say I recommended the experience. We live right on the Yukon, and in the beginning of winter, my dad decided to go out ice fishing. He had me, his 12-year-old daughter, youngest of the five, sit on the shore and watch attentively so I could go to get help in case he fell through. Because that was a realistic possibility. As a parent of three now, I don't think I could ever put my kiddos in a position where they have to watch me in case I die. But, you know, each to their own. He asked my husband this winter to go ice fishing with him, which I responded, no, not worth it. Anyway, thanks for being vulnerable for the sake of our entertainment. It means a lot. Hope you're having a lovely day. This is Elizabeth Dykstra, Bellevue, NE. Is that New England?
Yeah.
Bloody Blimey. New England. Come on,
too
already.
Right. Yeah.
That is meant... Just sitting there, like, on tender hooks. What if he dies now?
Oh, my God.
Right, here we go. Last one, then, small biz news. Hi, gents. New mum to a now 10-month-old, and you have both kept me sane during the early months, especially being roughly the same timeline as Josh. Thank you. I was born in and spent my early years in a town in Belgium, which had an 8-lane ring road going around it. Like most parents, when my brother and I were arguing in the car, my mum always threatened to pull over and leave us on the side of the road. We usually took very little notice of this empty threat until one day we were being particularly shouty and our mum pulled to the side of the 8-lane ring road, swiftly opened the car door, lifted us out onto the grassy edge of the road. She got back in and drove off, leaving her 5- and 7-year-old fearing for their lives.
Oh, my word.
Here we go. Here comes the caveat. She obviously only went round the block and was back in less than a minute. But safe to say, we definitely argued less in the car after that. Hannah. Oh, my God. That's not...
Wow.
That's not okay,
Hannah. We're great parents. We're great guys.
You know what? We're great. I'm great. You're great. All our listeners are great. These absolute boomer savages with the parenting. Just leaving a kid on the side of the road. But she was back so soon. Right, small business. Oh, I've got one anyway I can do because there's a problem with that link. I've got one here that we can do.
Yeah.
Someone, I posted up me trying to do the hair of my daughter's hair when Lou was in the hospital, and I'm not very good at that. Basically, this is a small business shout out to Braid Maidens, and it's Braid, B-R-A-I-D, _ Maidens, M-A-I-D-E-N-S on Insta. Or you can email braidmaidens@gmail.com for more information. And it's... basically, she teaches hair braiding for incompetent parents, normally dads, when it comes to hair braiding. And it's it was on the BBC News page. Basically, she runs classes so you can learn how to braid your kids' hair properly. Braid Maidens. So, she runs classes. Anis War began running her hair plaiting classes last year in St. Albans, England. So it's based in St. Albans. And father to four daughters with long hair, John Harden, said he found learning to plait hair brilliantly surprising. I don't want my daughters growing up in a world where they have an old style view that one gender does one thing and another does the other, he said. Meanwhile, dad Tim Ango said he thinks more dads should do it. Ms. War said that the men were harder on themselves to get their plaits right. So yes, that's Braid Maidens if you want to learn how to plait hair, especially in St. Albans. That's good, isn't
it? There we go. Really good. That's it, Rob.
That's it. We'll see. We've got an interview on Friday and we'll be back on Tuesday.
With, do you know what will be nice? Updates from our actual week rather than those weeks past.
Yes, what's been happening? Fresh off the tongue, fresh out the brain. But yeah, thanks for bearing with us whilst we had a little break. I think it's better for us as parents and as podcasters.
Oh, I feel refreshed.
Bye.
Goodbye.